Thank you. Okay. So I promise you that this is a short word, but an important one nonetheless. So it's called, I've called it, Where is Jesus? It's Easter Sunday. We are here to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. On Friday, we remembered his death and sacrifice on the cross. But this morning, we celebrate that he rose from the dead. The grave could not hold him. Let's look at John 20, verses 1 to 8. Early on the first day, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. Now, here's the thing. Now, Jesus had spent a lot of time, we just watched a presentation, about Jesus being really clear about the fact that he was going to die. But he was also really clear that he would rise again in 3 days. And I guess you can excuse the followers of Jesus at that time for only getting a bit of that. So they'd gone through the trauma of watching Jesus die. But Mary wasn't visiting the tomb to see if Jesus was going to be there or not. Jesus wasn't visiting the tomb to see whether he'd risen. She was going to anoint Jesus with spices. In another account of the visit to the tomb, two angels appear and ask the women that have gone, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen, just as he said he would." Now, I want you to use your imagination and try and imagine what it must have been like to have been a follower of Jesus at that time, in that moment when you suddenly find out the news that Jesus isn't where he should be, isn't where you expect him to be. He isn't in the tomb. Perhaps you'd be confused. Maybe you'd be suspicious that the Romans or the Pharisees have taken the body. Maybe you'd be full of faith that Jesus had risen. In John 20, verse 19, we read, at the end of the week, the followers of Jesus were locked in a room. They were fearful. And I wonder what was in their minds over that period. Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? Can you imagine the stories they might make up? The theories they might come up with? Where is Jesus? And it wasn't until Jesus appeared to them in that room that they realised that Jesus had risen. He was no longer buried in a tomb, but he was risen from the dead. And sometime later, when Peter was talking to those gathered in Jerusalem, full of the Holy Spirit, he said these words, "Fellow Israelites, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders and signs, which God did among you through him. As you yourselves know, this man was handed over by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freed him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to hold him. God has raised Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses to this. He is exalted to the right hand of God." So where is Jesus now? Well, he's ascended. He is with his God, with the Father. He's in heaven. So, here's a funny picture. That's a very antiquated picture. So we've been doing spiritual disciplines, John Mark Comer. It's not called that. It's called Practicing the Way. Thank you. Never get things right. Kim's not here. You see, if Kim was here, I'd have got that right, but she's not here. So this is a picture by an artist called Andrei Rublev. It dates to the 15th century, which was a long time ago. It's quite a famous picture in the Eastern Orthodox Church. It's an icon, and it depicts the Trinity, the three parts of the Godhead, the God, the Father, Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, I could have come up with something more modern, but this was the material that I've been looking at. So what struck me about this picture wasn't so much the symbolism, and there is a lot of symbolism apparently in this picture. I'm not interested in that at all. The most powerful thing about this picture is that they're all sitting round a table. They're all sitting at a table. And I can imagine that when Jesus came to earth as a baby, there would be two sitting round that table. And I can imagine when Jesus ascended that there would be three sitting around that table again. And then when the Holy Spirit was given to Jesus' followers at Pentecost, maybe there were just two sitting round that table. And that's my imagination. But I would be wrong. Let me tell you something many of us already know. Something wonderful, something astounding, something so simple, because Jesus didn't make it complicated, is that we get to sit at God's table. Because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, we are invited to God's table. So they had to get a bigger table. We are now invited to sit with God because of what Jesus has done for us. Now, we've heard it all the way through this morning that many times when Jesus interacted in his earthly ministry, he did it round the table. He was invited to people's tables. People wanted to know about him. He was invited to their table. Sometimes he was invited, I think, for sport. But he came anyway. Sometimes he invited himself. But it was quite natural for Jesus to spend time with people round a table. So where is Jesus? He's sitting around the Father's table with an open invite for you all to join him. Now you might think, wow, status. Think of the position. I get to sit at God's table. And that's true. You're a child of God. If you've asked Jesus into your life, you're a child of God. Wow. Think of the status. Think of the position. But for me, you know what? It's more about family. It's more about community. It's more about love. I am surrounded by God's love because I am able to sit at his table. You know, maybe you've been a follower of Jesus for a long time and you regularly go to God's table. You know, maybe you haven't. Maybe you've let things slip. Do you know what? You're always welcome at God's table. Jesus holds that invitation open to you this morning. So if you feel that, I couldn't possibly go back. I couldn't possibly ask Jesus for forgiveness and go back. Of course you can. Of course you can. You have an open invitation to God's table. And here's another thing. Jesus still does house calls. Revelation 3 verse 20 said, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." Just as he did all those years ago, he still does today. So if you're a follower of Jesus, just wonder and marvel of what we have through our risen Lord. But if you're searching for Jesus, if you're still in your mind thinking, where is Jesus? He is very near. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. Now, I don't know if that has stirred you to think about your own journey with Jesus. I hope it's encouraged you. I think if you don't know Jesus or if you're searching for Jesus, I hope it's given you something to think about. You have a number of opportunities to get to know more about Jesus. You can come and talk to someone this morning. You could find out a little bit more by going to the Alpha course that we're running with Waterbrook and Whiteshill on the 7th of May, if you really want to find out more and more details. And we do have some leaflets at the back, which is called Waista by Nikki Gumbel, which again just talks you a little bit about what we've been talking about this morning. I'm just going to pray. Father, how precious it is that we can come into your presence. We can sit at your table. We can have your company. We can have your love. We can share that amongst one another. Father, I just pray this morning for those that have missed that. Lord, I just ask by your Holy Spirit, you will just stir them this morning and know that they have an invitation from Jesus, an open invitation. Come back. Come and sit at my table. And for those that don't know you, Lord, I just thank you that you are very near. Lord, I ask and thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.